The Gem City Sports Network presents Amateur Baseball. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, Southwest Ohio. By Darren Dowler Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the play-by-play action of amateur baseball. Here's Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Carroll High School in Riverside, Ohio. We welcome you to amateur baseball. It's doubleheader day here on the Gem City Sports Network as the Mad River Machine take on the Dark County Dodgers. This should be a couple of good games here this afternoon. The Dodgers come in at 11-2. They've won six in a row. The Machine come in at 9-6. They've won three in a row and last six out of seven. Last time out, both these teams played doubleheaders. The Machine beat the Scouts 11-4 in game one and 17-12 in a wild one in game number two. In game one, Jake Banks went 3-for-4 with a double. Aaron Strasbaugh went 2-for-4 and belted a home run and had four RBIs. In game two, Evan Kelsey went 3-for-5 with two RBIs and two doubles. Strasbaugh also went 3-for-5, all doubles, three doubles and three runs batted in, and Christopher McDaniel went 2-for-2 with three RBIs. On the Dodgers side of things, they played the Mariners in a couple of games last Sunday. Dodgers winning both. The Dodgers winning 4-1 in game one. Tim James and Pete Coates each went 1-for-3 with Coates having two RBIs. Iverson Ventura went the distance on the mound, giving up one run, and he had one run, and that was earned. Eight hits, no walks, seven strikeouts. In game number two, the Dodgers just mauled the Mariners. They won 18-3. Luke Wolfgram Evans went 3-for-4 with two doubles and four RBIs. Sawyer Smith went 2-for-2 and two RBIs. Austin Gallimore went 2-for-2 and with a double and three RBIs. Casey Jones was 2-for-2 and a double and an RBI. And Andrew Hall went 2-for-4 with two RBIs. So we're going to take a break. Be back with the starting lineup for the Dodgers anyway. Back right after this. You're listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGQ-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn. Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And back here at Carroll High School, we're getting set for game one of our twin bill as the Mad River Machine will take on the Dirt County Dodgers. On the mound for the Machine, Brock Adams. He's making his seventh appearance. He's 5-0 on the year. He's pitched 29 and two-thirds innings, given up 22 hits, 27 runs, 16 earned. He's walked 24 and struck out 31. He's got a 4.93 ERA. Here's the starters for the Dirt County Dodgers. They are in their travel gray jerseys, as they always are. Leading off and playing shortstop will be Andrew Hall. Batting second at second base, Luke Carnegie. Batting third to pitcher, Cam Gordon. Batting fourth, the catcher, Braden Domi. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Pete Coates. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Casey Jones. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Tim James. Batting eighth, the extra hitter, in Austin Gallimore. Batting ninth, the first baseman, Dylan Motter. And batting tenth, the designated hitter, Gert Schweigert. So the Machine, they will be in their navy blue jerseys with white numbers, almost like the Detroit Tigers. So we're going to take another break, be back with the first pitch right after this. You're listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. And back here at Carroll High School, we are getting set for action here at the baseball field, just behind the school. Leading it off will be Andrew Hall. Hall batting 333 with a home run, 7 runs batted in. First pitch is in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Hall batting right-handed. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards right field. That's down. That's going to be a base hit. Hall's going to round first and stay right there. So Hall opens up the game with a base hit to right. And that'll bring up Luke Carnegie. Carnegie batting 276 with no home runs and 5 runs batted in. Another right-hander with runner at first base. Cam Gordon on deck. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Throw down to second. Not in time. So Hall gets a stolen base. That is stolen base number 15 for him. One ball, no strikes to Carnegie. Here's a pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and or two balls, no strikes. Brock Adams on the mound, wearing number 51 in his navy blue jersey. Here's the pitch. Pitches a ball inside. The catcher loses it. Can't get it. Doesn't go anywhere, though. And the runner stays put. Three balls, no strikes to count to Cam Gordon, or to Luke Carnegie, the second baseman. He's one of the all-stars for the Dodgers. Here's a foul back. Count goes 3-1. Not a lot of room in the, behind the plate. And the overhang, they got a pretty good overhang here. So unlike the other night when I caught a foul ball, sort of, won't be able to do that here. I think counts 3-2 now. So Adams staring in. Now he sets, looks back at second base. Runner getting a good lead. Here's a pitch. High ball 4. So Adams walks his first batter. And that'll bring up Cam Gordon. Gordon batting 323 with no home runs and 11 runs by the end. He's got runners at first and second for him. Both runners going. A line drive, base hit out towards left. Here comes Hall around to score. And going into third will be Carnegie. And Gordon with an RBI double. That makes it now 1-0. They'll bring up Braden Domi. Domi batting 200 with no home runs and 6 runs batted in. So Gordon helps himself, pitches outside for a ball, 1-1, no strikes. Foul back. Had the sun on here big time. 1-1 to Domi with runners at second and third. Here's a fly ball head out towards right field. That's in the middle of no man's land, and it's going to fall in for a base hit. There comes one run in, as coming in is Carnegie. And Domi is on with an RBI base hit out the center. So now, runners are at first and third with nobody out. And that'll bring up Pete Coates, the center fielder. Coates batting 261 with no home runs, 7 runs batted in. Another right-handed hitter. It's over to first. Did they get him? They got him. So they picked off Domi. Caught him napping. So that just leaves Cam Gordon standing out of third base. One out. No count to Coates. There's a pitch. In there for Colt, strike one. No balls and one strike to count to Coates. Casey Jones on deck. There's a stretch. Adams delivers. Ground ball right to the second baseman. They're going to hold the runner at third and go to first, and that's going to. That makes it two down. Let him bring up Casey Jones. Jones batting 750. He's just 3-for-4 on the season for him. No home runs, two runs batted in. So two down with two runs in. 2-0 is our score. Which is outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And if we're called, strike two, or strike one. One ball, one strike. Adams looks over at third. Now he fires. And if we're called, strike two. A ball and two strikes. Ball got away from the catcher. Not far enough away for the runners to advance. Give you the defense for the machine if we can. Have to wait till next inning. Here's a pop-up. Right side. That's going to get out of play. Cal State, one ball, two strikes to Casey Jones. Let's see. Caden Smith is at first. Chris McDaniel second. Evan Kelsey at short. Here's a ground ball to Kelsey at short. He's going to pick it up. Fire over to first. Got him. And that's going to do it for the Dodgers here in the first inning. They get two runs, though, on 1-2-3 hits. There were no errors and a runner left on it at the end of a half inning. It's the Dodgers 2 and the machine coming up back after this.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Two nothing is our score as we move to the bottom half of the first inning, and the machine will send up Kelsey, Turner, and McDaniel here in this first inning. As I'm writing in their defense. So here we go. Leading it off will be Kelsey. Evan Kelsey, the shortstop. So Evan Kelsey, you're going to find him on here. Kelsey batting 448 with no home runs, 8 runs batted in. He's got 5 doubles to his name already this year. There's a pitch down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. On the mound, Cam Gordon for the Dodgers. There's a windup and a pitch by Gordon. This is outside for a ball, one ball, or 2 balls, no strikes. Gordon on the year. Is making his 8th appearance. He's 4-1 on the year. Has 36 innings pitched, 44 hits. Here's pitch and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher. 2-1. He's got 44 hits given up, 30 runs, 28 earns. He's walked 33, struck out 28, and he's got one complete game, pitched outside for ball three. And he's got a 7.0 ERA. So Gordon will go from the windup. Here's the windup and the 3-1 pitch. Fly ball heading out towards right, but that's going to get out of play. Foul ball. So the count goes 3 balls, 2 strikes. Joel Turner on deck, followed by Chris McDaniel at second. Aaron Strasbaugh will be at in left. Steve Chapman at third. Caden Smith will be at first base. Jake Banks behind the plate. Hayden Bill, the extra hitter, as is Andrew Medlinger and Dakota Gilbert in right field. That's your lineup for the machine. Here's the pitch. Pop up. Foul back. Count stays 3-2. Hazy afternoon here. It's not a bad day. Temperatures in the 80s. A little humid, especially sitting up here. Here's the pitch. Fly ball will hit out towards right. Going back as a right fielder. Going back and he dropped it. Now he's going to go into second. And that's going to be a two-base error on the outfielder. On the right fielder. In Stofalo. That'll bring up Joel Turner. Turner batting 413 with no home runs, 18 runs batted in. Now standing in is Turner. On deck is McDaniel. There's a stretch by Gordon, and he delivers a pop-up back out of play. No balls and strikes to Joel Turner. Turner batting left-handed. Gordon staring in. Runner at second base. There's the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Pick it up. Holds the runner second. Throws to first. One down. They bring up Chris Daniel. McDaniel. McDaniel batting 500 with no home runs and 9 runs batted in. He is 10 for 20 on the year. 13 runs scored and a double to his name. Bat right-handed. Last time I was here doing a game, it was CJ versus Carroll, and it was a cold, gloomy day. Here's a pitch. And if a called strike one to McDaniel on deck, Aaron Strasbaugh. There's a stretch by Gordon. He'll look back at second base. Rocks and fires. Pitches outside and high, outside and low. One ball, one strike. Dodgers in their traveling blue jersey or gray jerseys. They always wear those. They look exactly like the traveling jersey for the Dodgers. Foul tip into the glove of the catcher. Defensively for the Dodgers, it goes like this. Dylan Motter at first, Luke Carnegie at second, Andrew Hall at short, Tim James at third, Casey Jones in left, Pete Coates in center, Dom Stofalo. There's a pop-up. Third baseman calling for it and has it. There's two down. They'll bring up Aaron Strasbaugh. Strasbaugh batting 437 with no home runs and 29 runs batted in. On deck is Stephen Chapman. Gordon delivers. Pitches down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Gordon staring in. Now he sets and looks back at second base. With Kelsey, he led off with an error. Here's a pop-up left side. That's going to get out of play. Count goes 1-1. Double dip here. And next week we'll have, I think we're going to have a doubleheader out at Gastineau Field. We were originally supposed to be down at down at Howell Field, but they've changed the games around, and the Angels or the Rangers and the Wolves. Here's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. He's going to throw it over to first, and that's going to do it for the machine here in the first. No runs on, no hits. There was an error, runner left on at the end of one. It's the Dodgers 2 and the Machine nothing. Back after this timeout, you're listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision.
And back here at Carroll High School, 2-0 is our score. As we move to the bottom of the, or top of the second inning. Dodgers lead it 2-0. Adams gives up 2 runs, both of them earned on 3 hits. He will face Tim James, Austin Gallimore, and Dylan Motter here in this second inning. Adams delivers first pitch into the dirt. Ball one, 1 ball, no strikes. Tim James batting 280 with no home runs and 8 runs batted in. Batting right-handed, Adams delivers. Pitches in there for called strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike the count. The leadoff hitter here in the second inning. They play 7 innings and doubleheaders. Here's the pitch. You know, ground ball to the shortstop. Picking it up will be Kelsey over to first. Got him. They bring up Austin Gallimore. Gallimore batting 429 with no home runs and 4 runs batted in. There's the pitch. Down low for ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch by Adams. Pitches in there for a called strike. Dylan Motter on deck. Swing and a miss. Strike two. A ball, 2 strikes a count. Adams delivers. Called strike three. First strikeout for Adams. And that'll bring up Dylan Motter with 2 down. Motter batting 105 with no home runs, 2 runs batted in. Garrett Swigert on deck. Here's a stretch. Adams delivers a swing and a miss, strike one. Once again, defensively for the Machine, Motter, or, pitches in there for a called strike two. Caden Smith at first, McDaniel at second, Kelsey at short, Chapman at third, Strasbaugh, Turner, and Gilbert, the outfield. But next pitch is that ball, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Banks behind the plate, Adams on the mound for the Machine. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They throw down to first, and that's going to do it. So, no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left at the end of an inning and a half. Dodgers 2 and Machine nothing. We shall be back right after this timeout. You're listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house...
And we'll have to get back to them. Do that. So leading it off for the Machine is Steve Chapman. Chapman playing third base. Batting right-handed. Chapman batting .421 with no home runs, four runs batted in. There's a ground ball foul down the first base side, 0-1. Caden Smith and Jake Banks will follow. There's a windup and a pitch by Adams, or Gordon, I should say. It's in there for called strike two. No balls, two strikes to count to Chapman. Chapman has walked 14 times already this year. There's the windup and the pitch. Pitch is outside and high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. There's the windup and the pitch. Pitch is inside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Gordon delivers. Ground ball to the base side. Picked up. Dropped by the third baseman. And he's going to hold on to it. And that's going to be an error, another error. This time on the third baseman. And that'll bring up Caden Smith. Smith batting .308 with three home runs, 18 runs batted in. He's one of the representatives in the All-Star game for the Machine. Gordon staring in. Now he takes a quick look over at first base. Here's a pitch. In there for called strike one, right at the letters. Jake Banks on deck. Gordon staring over at third base once again. Here's a stretch and a pitch. And if we're called strike two or strike one. One ball, one strike. To Caden Smith. Gordon sets. We'll check the runner at first. Now fires. Ground ball to the second baseman. He's going to have one play, and that'll be over to first. Two, one down. That'll send Chapman to second. That'll bring up Jake Banks, the catcher. Banks batting .480 with no home runs and 10 runs batted in. Machine trail at 2-0. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. It was a screamer. So the first baseman went right past him and into right field, so he had to go out and get it. No balls and a strike to Jake Banks. Gordon's will set. Looks over back at second base and now fires. Ground ball right past the pitcher and into center field. Here comes Chapman. He's going to come around to score easily. So Banks has an RBI in the first hit of the game for the machine. So that makes now 2-1. That'll bring up Banks batting .480 with no home runs, 10 runs batted in. Wait a minute here. Fly ball or base hit out towards left field. That gets down. And Banks is on. So they switched. Hayden Bill was batting instead of. So Hayden Bill gets the RBI. They bring up Andrew Madlinger. Swing and miss, strike one. Madlinger, assistant coach out here, batting .450 with no home runs and no runs batted in. Assistant coach for the Carroll Patriots. Pitches outside for a ball. Runners are going to go. We threw the ball down to first. It goes all the way out to the outfield. Here comes Bill in to score. And we're tied at two apiece on the throwing error. And it's going over to third is Banks. So a throwing error by the catcher puts Banks over third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. The count, Dakota Gilbert on deck. Matt McGuire takes pitch up high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Errors will kill you every single time. They've got two hits and an error, two runs in for the machine. We're tied at two apiece. He's pitching a little pop right side, and first baseman has it. Two down. That'll bring up Dakota Gilbert. Gilbert batting .281 with no home runs, five runs batted in. Got a runner standing out there at third in Jake Banks. Swing and a miss, strike one. Gilbert playing right field. He's the last man hit in the order. Here's a stretch by Gordon. He looks up over at third, now fires. And therefore called strike one. One ball, one strike. Make that 0-2. No balls and two strikes to count to Gilbert. Gordon sets, now fires. Called strike three, and that's going to do it for the machine. Here in the second inning, they get two runs on two hits. There was one error. Make that two errors. And a runner left on, and at the end of two complete, we're tied at two. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation
Dayton, and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Two is our score. Two runs, three hits, three errors for the Dodgers. They've stranded two. Machine, two runs, two hits, no errors. They've stranded one. We move to the third inning. And leading it off will be Stuart Swigert. Swigert, I think, is playing his first game. There's a pitch in the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Swagger is playing in his third game. He's 0 for 1 on the year. So he moved to the third. Pitches inside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. On deck, it'll be Andrew Hallman, followed by Luke Carnegie. Here's the pitch. Fouled right into the screen. Two balls and a strike. Carroll High School getting a new home side to their football stadium. Just a skeleton out there right now. Here's the pitch. This is outside for ball three, 3-1. They got until August the 18th. Here's a stretch and the pitch. Pitches in there for called strike two. Three balls and two strikes to Swiker. Adam sets and delivers. Called strike three. So one down. See another strikeout for Adams, his third. His third strikeout, so they'll bring up the top of the order, and Andrew Hall singled out to right his first time up. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Luke Carnegie on deck. Hall delivers. Or Adams, I should say. Pitches high for ball 2-0 to count. Rock Hall's given up three hits, a walk, and pitches in there for called strike one. He's pitched two in the third innings, given up three hits, two runs, both earned. He's walked one, struck out three. Pitches inside for ball three, 3-1. Adams sets, now delivers. Swing and a missed strike two. That's a nice fastball. Time called. Hall standing back in. Here's 3-2 pitch. Ball four. So the second walk issued by Adams. And that'll bring up Carnegie, who walked his first time up. He's the other walk issued by Adams. The runner first base with one down. Guess they got a go over the first. Oh, almost got him. Adams wanted that one, and so did the first baseman and Caden Smith. They both wanted that one. Here's the pitch. Pitches in there for a called strike. Carnegie takes strike one. Here's a stretch and a pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Yeah, football season not that far off, about maybe 8 weeks, if that. Maybe not even that. Pitch is down low for a ball. As call goes to second base on the stolen base. Two and one to count. It's pitching a foul back. Two and two. Cam Gordon on deck. So Hall standing at second. He walked and stole second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Right to the shortstop. He's going to hold Hall at second. Throws over to first. Two down. They bring up Cam Gordon, who had an RBI single out to right center, or to left field his first time up. So Adams, staring in, takes a look back at second, now fires. Swing and a miss. Strike one. The ball's in a strike to Cam Gordon. Braden Domi on deck. Runner goes, and he's going to have another stolen base. So Hall. Picks up. Here's a pitch. This is inside for a ball. Ball one strike. I don't think that's the right count. I think it's 2-1. Here's a stretch by Adams. Delivers. Three balls and a strike to Cam Gordon. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. Another walk. Third walk issued by Adams. That'll bring up Braden Domi, who singled to center and drove in a run. Or no, I got, yeah, he drove in a run and got picked off. So two down. Here's the pitch. Over to first. They got him again. Second pickoff for Adams, and that's going to do it for the Dodgers here in the second or in the third inning. They get no runs, no hits, no errors, two runners left at the end of two and a half. It's the Machine 2 and the Dodgers 2 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. And back here at Carroll High School, we go to Evan Kelsey, who reached on an error by the right fielder. Right fielder had it in his glove and dropped it. First pitch is outside and high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So they're saying about 15, 20 minutes, so we'll probably have the foul back. Oh, we just upload these games at home. 1-1 to count. One ball, one strike to count to the leadoff hitter, Evan Kelsey. There's a windup and a pitch. pop up right side. Calling for it is Carnegie and has it one up, one down. That'll bring up Joel Turner. He grounded out to Halst at second or shortstop. They got adult soccer going on out at the football stadium. Here's the pitch. Pitch is in there for called strike one to Joel Turner. Pitch misses high for a ball. Ball and a strike. Chris McDaniel on deck. There's a windup and a pitch by Gordon. Line drive out towards left. That's going to get down for a base hit. Nice save by the left fielder as the ball took a funny hop. So hit number three for the machine. That'll bring up Chris McDaniel. Fly to third base his first time up. We will have these guys again. Foul back. 0-1 to count to McDaniel. I think we have both these teams again before the end of the year. Looking it up here real quick. Supposed to have them on the 30th. Machine taking on the Wolves out of Gassineau. Here's the pitch. This is outside and low. One ball, one strike. And I'm not sure about the Dodgers just yet because things are changing on us because of the rainouts. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. I think we're out here one more time if I'm not mistaken. At Howe Field next week, that's going to change to Gassineau for the next 2-3 weeks. For next remainder of the year, we'll be out at Gassineau. Here's the pitch. And there for cold strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Of course, everything is subject to change right now. Thanks to Mother Nature, of course. There we go. As Gordon, time called. Gordon delivers. Pitches outside for a ball. 3-2 to count. Runner first base and Joel Turner had a base hit out to left. McDaniel standing back in. Now Gordon looks. He'll throw over to first. Not in time. One down here in the third. 2-2 is our score. Both games are seven innings. Gordon will set and looks over at first base. Now he rocks and fires a rock. Foul back out of play.
You're a catcher. You should be able to turn and go get it. It is on you.
Just like I said before, there's not a lot of room between the home plate and the backstop. The ball went just over the backstop and back behind the. I think any other place it would have been an out. Here's the pitch, fly ball out towards right, and that's going to go foul. Count stays 3-2 to McDaniel. So runner was it? Turner was running. Turner has yet to steal a base this year. Here's a pitch. Ball four, so runners at first and second now. That'll bring up Aaron Strasbaugh.
Aaron, one of the clutch hits that you
Strasbaugh went to flat out to first. His only time up. One down. Stephen Chapman on deck. Yeah, those two runs they scored are unearned. Foul back. 0-1 the count to Aaron Strasbaugh. Last week, Strasbaugh went 3-for-5 against the Scouts. That's in game two, and he hit all the hits were doubles. And he had three RBIs. No balls and two strikes to Strasbaugh. Gordon staring in. Runners at first and second, one down. Here's the pitch. Line drive right into right field. Here comes Turner. He's going to stop it. He's going to stop at third. The throw to second. McDaniel is safe. Strasbaugh is on with a base hit, and that'll bring up Stephen Chapman, who reached on an error by the third baseman. It's an easy ground ball to the third baseman and Tim James, and he just bobbled it. Couldn't pick it up. That happens. Bases loaded with one down. Dodgers looking for a double play. There's the pitch. Pop up. Down the left side. And it's trouble, and the shortstop can't come up with it. Andrew Hall, he had a good run. He had a long run. Just a long strike. 0-1 to Steve Chapman. Tied at two apiece. A fly ball will get Turner in. Here's the pitch by Gordon. Line drive down the left field line. Here comes Turner in to score. Here comes McDaniel around third. He's going to score. Going to third, and they've got the runner. They've got the runner big time over at third in Strasbaugh. So it goes 7-5 on the putout. But Chapman gets two runs batted in. The base hit the left field, and he ends up at second base. That makes it now 4-2 machine. And that'll bring up Caden Smith. Smith rounded out to second his first time up. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Hayden Bill on deck. Gordon giving up two runs here in this inning. He's given up two in the second, two here in the third. Which is in there for a called strike one. 2-1 to count. They had Strasbaugh dead to right out there at third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two down here in the third. Wait a minute here. No, that's right. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Going to bobble it. Over to second, there it went off the shortstop, went to the second baseman. It's going to be an error on the shortstop. And that's going to play to run. So Chapman's going to score. That makes now 5-3. Now they're going to give him an infield hit. Okay. They'll bring up Hayden Bill, who singled and scored in the second. Pitches in there for a called strike one. He knocked in a run, too. He knocked in Chapman. Gordon sets, now looks back at second and delivers. This is outside and low. One ball, one strike. Jake Banks on deck. There's a stretch by Gordon. He'll check the runner at second, now fires. Ground ball just down the first base side. Foul. Ball and two strikes to Bill.
Ball and two strikes.
Now it's really hazy. That's because of the Canadian wildfires out near Calgary. We're out in Western Canada, let's put it that way. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Count stays 1-2. With Caden Smith at first. Here's a pitch. This is outside for a ball. 2-2 to count. Well, Chapman did not score. Chapman's out of second base. Here's a pitch. This is high for a ball. 3-2 the count to Bill. Gordon delivers. Runners go. Pitches outside for a ball. Got a walk, so that puts Chapman at third. Smith at second. Bill at first. And that'll bring up Jake Banks, who singled his last time up. Chapman did not score. It is now, it's only 4-2. But Gordon delivers. Foul at the plate. The ball's no strike. Got two runs on four hits right now here in this inning. One error. Here's a pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball and one strike. No, they have not caused an error to miss it. It's in there for called strike two. One ball, two strikes to Banks. Madlinger are on deck.
Did you bring yourself a new one? Oh, okay. I couldn't find the blue water bottle.
Here's a pitch to Banks.
Yeah, my big one.
Ground ball to third base. Going to step on the bag, and that's going to do it. That's going to do it for the machine here in the third. They get two runs on four hits. There were no errors and two runners left. At the end, they got three runners. Three runners left, I'm sorry. After three complete, it's the machine 4 and the Dodgers 2. Back after this, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
To the top half of the fourth inning we go. It'll be Braden Domi, Pete Coates, and Casey Jones up for the Dodgers. Dodgers came into this game with six wins in a row, 11-2 overall. They're in the Southwest Division, or Southwest Ohio Division. The Dodgers are in second, the machine is in third. So, a good matchup here today. So, Brock Adams will face 4, 5, and 6 here in this fourth inning. Domi was up when they picked off Gordon at first. It's pitched by Adams. Pitches in there for called strike one. Adams delivers. Here's the pitch and the foul back into the screen. 0-2. Next week, Dodgers will play the Orioles on Wednesday at 6:30 down at Oak Grove Park on East Social Row Road in Centerville. And on Tuesday, the Machine will take on the Angels out at Gastineau on 571 in New Carlisle. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul into the dugout. Count stays no balls, two strikes to Braden Domi, who singled and was picked off in the first inning. One of two pickoffs by Adams. Here's the ground ball to the short. Third baseman picking it up is Chapman. He fires over to first, one down. They bring up Pete Coates. He grounded out to second his first time up. So the Machine trying to get pick up a game on the trying to pick up a game today on the Dodgers, at least, or maybe two. There's a pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, no strike. So Dayton Wolves, they lead this division at 14-0. Dirk County Dodgers are at 11-2. It's ground ball. Look out down to in the dugout. Garrett Swigert was kind of kind of round. Okay, and that would have hit him if it wasn't a fence there. Here's a pitch. Which is in there for called strike two. Pete Coates. It's a Wolves at 14-0, Dodgers 11-2, Machine at 9-6, and the Redlegs at 8-7. Pitch is low and outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Springfield Angels are in fifth place at 6-7. Springboro Mariners at 4-11, and the Southwest Ohio Stars 3-13. Pitch called strike three to Coates. Strikeout number four for Adams. Gonna bring up Casey Jones, who grounded out to short. In the Miami Valley Division, Dayton Rangers are at 14-0. The Wild Boars and Wright Knights are at 9-6. Pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. They are 5.5 games behind the Rangers. Beaver Creek Orioles are at 7-8. Xenia Scouts at 5-10. Here's a line drive. Base hit into center to left field for Jones. Base hit number four for the Dodgers. And they'll bring up Tim James, who grounded out to short also, leading off the second inning. New Carlisle Diamondbacks are 1-11, and Miami Valley River Bandits are 0-13. Runner goes, and they're going to hold it. It'll be a wild pitch. 2-0 the count, or 1-0 the count, I should say. Football season's about a month away. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop, picking it up. Is Adams over the first, or Kelsey over the first, and that's going to do it. That's going to do it for the Dodgers here in the fourth inning. They get no runs on a hit. No errors or runner left at the end of 3.5. It's the Machine 4 and the Dodgers 2. We shall return after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a...
Yeah, back here at Carroll High School. New pitcher on the mound is Luke Carnegas. And Luke comes in, making his third appearance. He's got no record. He's pitched three innings, given up one hit, one run. That was earned. He's walked one and struck out one. He's got a 3.0 ERA. He will face Andrew Madlinger, Dakota Gilbert, and then the top of the order, Evan Kelsey. So Madlinger will stand in. He fouled out to the first baseman, Motter, in the second inning. We play here in the bottom of the fourth inning. I guess this is considered a complete game, or an official game, I should say. Pitches outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. There's the windup and the pitch by Carnegas. Ground ball to the shortstop, picking it up as Hall, and it goes right through him, and it's going to be an error on him. So another error for the Dodgers. That's their fourth. And that'll bring up Dakota Gilbert, who struck out looking his first time up. Four runs, six hits, no errors. They've stranded four. The Dodgers, two runs, four hits, four errors. They've stranded three. Here's a bunt. Fouled. No balls and a strike to Dakota Gilbert. Evan Kelsey on deck. Carnegas sets, looks back at first base, and delivers. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. 1-1 to count to Gilbert. Game two, about 15, 20 minutes after this is over with, or however fast they can get out and get changed and get back. Here's a pitch. This is high for a ball, 2-1. Now they are parked out in the main parking lot, which is way out there. Out by the, it's on the other side of the school from here. Here's a stretch by Carnegas. Now delivered to the swing in the fifth. And that's going to be another strikeout. Carnegas picks up his first strikeout. So that'll bring up Evan Kelsey with the runner at first base, still in Andrew Madlinger. Here's a stretch by Carnegas, and delivers. Fly ball heading out towards right. And Stofalo gets it. I couldn't see. I can't see down the right field line. Stolfo. That's his name. Stolfo. Dom Stolfo. That'll bring up Joel Turner. Turner is 1-for-2 on the day. Singled and scored the last inning. Here's the pitch. And they're for called strike one. 0-1 to count to Joel Turner with McDaniel on deck. Carnegas looks over at first, now he sets. Now he rocks and fires. Breaks pitch and a ground ball to the second baseman. Nice job by the second baseman. Fires over to first. Got him. Nice job by Gordon. And that's going to do it for the machine here in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, an error. Runner left at the end of four complete. It's the Machine 4 and the Dodgers 2. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to the Amateur Baseball Game of the Week here on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known names. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Yeah, back here at Carroll High School in Riverside. It'll be Gilmore, Motter, and Swagger due up here for the Dodgers here in the fifth inning. They trail it 4-2. Four runs, six hits, no errors, and five left for the Machine. The Dodgers, two runs, four hits, four errors. They've stranded three. So Austin Gilmore struck out looking his first time up. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, this time to the shortstop. Taking it up to Kelsey, fires over to first. One up, one down. The bring up Dylan Motter struck out and was thrown out 2-3. So one down. On deck, Garrett Swagger. There's a pitch. This is low for a ball, one ball, no strike. Adams has given up two runs on four hits. This is low for a ball. 2-2 the count, or 2-0 the count. Both runs were earned. He's walked three and struck out four. There's a pitch. And if a called strike one. 2-1 the count. Ground ball, throw over to the third baseman. He's going to have to hurry. Dropped it on the throw over. So a base hit, an infield base hit for Motter. Hit number five for the Dodgers. And they bring up Garrett Swagger, who struck out his first time up. So runner at first base with one down. Swagger standing in. On deck, the top of the order, Andrew Hall. There's a pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Adams delivers. And it's a cold strike. One and one. Other games today. At 10 a.m. and 12:30, so the games are underway. The Knights were taking on the River Bandits out of Gaston Field. Throw over to first. And it gets back. Also at 10 at Howell Field, the Mariners were taking on the Wolves, 10 and 12:30. Now at Carlisle, which is a cold strike. The Wild Boars are taking on the Red Legs out of Carlisle. The Orioles and Scouts down to schoolhouse. Well, Pitch sends a runner down. No, I take that back. He does not go to second. I thought Motter took off. 2-2 the count. Here's foul back. Count stays 2-2. Orioles and Scouts down at Schoolhouse Park at 3:30 and 6. It'll be the Diamondbacks taking on the Rangers. And also 3:30 and 6 down at Howell Field, the Angels and Stars will do double dip. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Swagger's out on strike. Strikeout number 5. For Adams, and that'll bring up the top of the order, Andrew Hall. Two down with Motter standing at first base. Good pitch. This is outside and low. Hall on the day is 1-for-1. He singled and scored in the first, walked and was stranded at third. He's stolen three bases today. This is outside and outside. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes to count. There's the pitch. It's outside for a ball. Three balls and no strikes to count. To Andrew Hall with Luke Carnegie on deck. Ball four. So that puts the runner on at first base. Runners at first and second now, I should say. Fourth walk of the game issued by Adams. So next week's games are totally out of whack right now. They're changing them due to the rainouts and availability of fields and all kinds of stuff. So we were supposed to be at Howell Field next week with the Wild Boars and Scouts and the Orioles and Rangers. But the Rangers are taking on the Wolves at Gastineau, and we're going to do those games down there. So here's a pitch down low for a ball. Runner's going to go to third. They throw down to third, and they missed him as he slid underneath the tag as Motter steals third. Hall stays at first base. Carnegie takes the first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strike. They throw over to first, trying to get Hall. Could not do so. Adams has already picked off two of them, as going to second base will be Hall. His fourth stolen base in this one. They stole second in the first inning. It's in there for called strike one. One ball, one strike. He stole second and third in the third, and now just second here in the fifth inning. He cannot steal third right now. He's pitching a foul back. 1-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes to count to Luke Carnegie. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Count stays two balls, two strikes. We'll have game two for you about 30 minutes after this game's over with. Or as the umpires say, as long as it takes for them to change clothes, or change out. Here's the pitch. Pop up right into the screen. Count stays, two balls, two strikes. So like I said, next week it's up in the air. So check our website, gemcitysports.com. We'll have it in our schedule section. As soon as we find out, ball gets away from the catcher, and the runner's not going anywhere. 3-2 the count. 3-2 with two down. Runners at second and third. Motter third, Hall at second. Adams delivers. Ball four, bases are loaded. Fifth walk issued by Adams. They bring up Cam Gordon, who singled and walked. He's also been picked off and made a hell of a play out of second base to end the third inning, or fourth inning. 4-2 is our score. Machine leading it. Here's a pitch. This is rolling outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Soccer must be over for the day. Here's the pitch. It's in there for called strike. They got a pretty good soccer program out here at Carroll for high school. I know we'll be out here doing a game somewhere along the way. Pitching great ball. I think we're doing the boys match against Fairborn out here. Most of those games will be on our Twitch TV channel with Brian Reese. There's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No, two balls, two strikes. Runners at second and their bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three, so the runners will be off. So I'd like to say the motor you're hearing is the merry-go-round, and the horses will be off and pacing. Here's the pitch. Called strike three, got him. That's going to do it for the Dodgers here in the fifth. They get no runs on one hit. No errors. Three runners left on at the end of four and a half. It's the Machine 4 and the Dodgers 2. Back after this timeout, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Don Brown Sports Apparel Big League. Look for minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by Darren Dowler Music, and by the Gem City Sports Network. Your source for local sports here in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. We move to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and the machine will send up McDaniel, Strasbaugh, and Stanton Chapman. There's a pitch and a fly ball. Will hit out towards center field, going over to the center fielder, and he's got it. And Turner, or no, I take it back, Coates. One pitch, one out. They bring up Aaron Strasbaugh, who is singled and flied to first base. So one down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The machine are the home team here in game number one. Here's the pitch. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. Carnicus came in the fourth inning. Here's a pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, one and one strike. Not giving up anything, but he has one strikeout to his name. Here's a pitch. Ground ball, first base side, or second baseman. Gordon over to first. Two up, two down. They'll bring up Stephen Chapman, who's singled and reached on an error. One for two on the day. Hard to believe football is just about a month away. Wow. August the 18th. There's a wind up in the pitch. This is high for a ball. We usually have a preview show, but we're not going to do that this year. Pitch down low. I couldn't make it out to the 7-on-7 camps this year, so here's the pitch. This is high for ball three. 3-0 to count with Caden Smith on deck. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays inside. Ball four. So, first walk issued by Carnegie, and that'll bring up Caden Smith. Smith, one for two, grounded out and singled. And was thrown out 0-5. So over to first, and runner gets back safely. Carnegie looks over at first base. Now he sets. And delivers. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. 0-1 to Smith. Aiden Bill on deck. Gordon went three innings, gave up six hits, four runs, two of them earned. Here's the ball right to Gordon over second for one, and that's going to do it. So that's going to do it for the machine here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left, and at the end of five complete, it's the machine four, and the Dodgers two. Yeah, some of our shows, and after this game is over with, you'll hear it. Good friend of mine is he's a fantastic musician. He's been with a number of groups. I met him when he was with the Letterman. He's also been with a few other groups, and you can log on to his website, DarrenDowler.com. And not only is his music on there, you can also catch him on YouTube, as he does a lot of the cruises. Darren Dowler is his name. Very talented young man. I think he's working on a movie right now that he's producing. So very talented young man. Check him out, DarrenDowler.com. He's got some. As a matter of fact, we're going to play some of his music in between games. So stick around for that. So we move to the top of the sixth inning. It'll be Braden Domi, Pete Coates, and Casey Jones due up for the Dodgers. They trail it 4-2. Four runs, six hits, no errors, and six left for the machine. Two runs, five hits, four errors, and six left for the Dodgers. Domi will stand in. He's one for two on the day. Rather humid today. Hazy. Some of those overcast. Here's ground ball to the shortstop. Picking it up is Kelsey over the first. One pitch, one out. Going to bring up Pete Coates, who is 0 for 2. On deck will be Casey Jones. Adams delivers down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Adams delivers. This is for a ball, 2-1. They got 3-0. I stand corrected by the umpire. There's a pitch in there for called strike one. Adams has a 4.93 ERA coming into this one. There's a pitch. Fly ball will hit out towards center field. Going back to center fielder. At the wall. Got it. That was Turner out there. Going to bring up Casey Jones. Jones 1-for-2 on the day. Singled and grounded out to short. All trying to win for the sixth time this year. One more inning will do it. Here's a pitch. This is low and outside for a ball to Casey Jones. I should say another inning, another four outs. Here's a pitch. This misses inside for a ball. 2-0. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Yeah, you definitely got to watch it back there. Back behind the plate. Here's a pitch. Another foul right back at the plate. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. That's strike three, and that's going to do it for the Dodgers here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left at the end of five and a half. It's the Machine five or four and the Dodgers two. We shall return after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
We move to the bottom half of the sixth inning. And the machine, they will send up Hayden Bills. Or Hayden Bill, Justin, Jake Banks, and Andrew Nadlinger. So this is the machine hoping this will be their final time at the plate. So out there is Carnegie trying to silence the machine. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to count to Hayden Bills, who is 1-for-1 with a walk and a single. In the dirt for ball, one ball and one strike. Carnegie sets, goes from the windup. Here's the pitch. Line drive after the shortstop, right past him into right center or left center field for base hit. Bills is on for the second time with a base hit, third time overall. That'll bring up Jake Banks. Banks is 1-for-2, singled in the second, reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 4-2 is our score. Looking ahead to the Dodgers seventh. Carnegie looks and fires. Ground ball to the shortstop and not in time. An infield base hit for Banks. So runners at first and second. Two hits here in the inning. That'll bring up Nadlinger, who is 0-for-2. He's flied to first and reached on an error by the shortstop. It'll be James, Gallimore, and Motter due up for the Dodgers in the top of the seventh inning. That machine trying to throw back to second, and Bill gets back safely. Carnegie will stare in at his catcher, and Braden Domi. Betts looks back at second and fires. Break it. Nice bunt right in front of the plate. One play, and the catcher uncorks one. Coming in is Bill, and going to third will be Banks. And reaching on another error is Nadlinger, and that is error number five for the Dodgers. So that makes it now 5-2. Shortstop calling for it. Hall has it. One down. Going to bring up the top of the order in Evan Kelsey. Kelsey on the day is 0 for 3. Reached on an error in the first. Fly to second, fly to right. So 5-2 is our score with runners at first and third. Catcher dummy wanted to go to second, but there's nobody there. Here's the pitch. Inside and high for ball. One ball, no strike. Joel Turner on deck. So the machine trying to stop a six-game winning streak by the Dodgers. There's a stretch and look back at second, and he fires. This is low and inside for the ball. 2-1, or 2-0 the count. There's a pitch. Up high for a ball. 3 balls and no strikes. Machine trying to win for the fourth time in a row. 7 out of 8. Carnegie fires over to first. Madlinger gets back safely. Kelsey takes the pitch in there for a called strike. 3-1 in the count. Just only one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the machine have runners at first and third with one down and a run in. Carnegie sets and delivers. And a pop-up foul. That goes 3 balls, 2 strikes. Carnegie staring in. There's a stretch. And the pitch. That fly ball hitting out towards right, left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. That goes all the way to the wall. Here comes Banks in to score. Madlinger's going to round second. He's or third. He's going to come into third and or, he, score. He does. And going to third on a triple is Kelsey. Two RBIs on that one. So now.
Oh boy, got it down now.
That now makes it. Lost my sheet. 7-2. Pop up out towards short. Two down. They bring up Chris McDaniel. McDaniel 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. So a two-run triple by Evan Kelsey. Kind of solidified this, but the Dodgers aren't done yet. They aren't 11-2 for nothing. There's a stretch by Carnegie. He rocks and fires. Line drive out towards center, but right there is the center fielder. And that's going to do it for the machine here in the sixth. They get 3 runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. There was an error and a runner left on, and at the end of 6 complete. It's the machine 7 and the Dodgers 2. We shall return after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball.
We're going to have to move on. Sorry about that. It'll be Tim Jones, or Tim James, Austin Gallimore, and Dylan Motter do it for the Dodgers. They trail by 5, 7-2, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 7 left for the machine. 2 runs, 5 hits, 5 errors, 6 left for the Dodgers. James 0-2, grounded out to Kelsey twice. Pitches in there for called strike one. Here's the pitch. Pitch is a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a stretch by Adams trying to get a complete game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base side. Picking it up will be Chapman. Fires over the first. One up, one down. Bring up Austin Gallimore, struck out and grounded out to short. So, one down. Gallimore will step in. Motter on deck. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. That's some music for you in between games. Courtesy of Darren Dowler. Darren Dowler Music. Pitches in there for called strike one. 1 ball, 1 strike to Gallimore. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. 1 ball, 2 strikes. You don't swing the bat, you're not going to get a hit. Adams delivers outside for a ball. 2-2 to count. Gert Swiger on deck. Or no, I take it back. Dylan Motter on deck. This is low and outside. 3-2 the count. Here's a fly ball. Low hit out towards center field. Going back as the center field is over his head. Gallimore is going to go into second base with a double. So the Dodgers are still alive. They bring up Dylan Motter, who singled and struck out. So the machine head coach going out, and he's going to take the ball away from Adams. And coming in will be Hayden Bill. Close it out. So we're going to take a break back after this.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Hayden Bill will come in to pitch for the machine. Bill making his second appearance. He's pitched 3 innings, given up 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned, has a 6.0 ERA. He's not struck out a batter or walked a batter. He's going to get a runner at second base in Austin Gilmore. Motter will stand in with a 1-2 count. He's a 1-for-2 on the day. As Bill's finishing up his warm-ups. Everybody going back to their respective bases, or positions, I should say. So one down, runner at first base. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a called strike one. There's a stretch and a pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. There's a stretch by Bill. He fires. Line drive out towards right. Right at the right fielder, or it's going to drop in front of the right fielder, so a base hit for Motter, second of the game, and that'll bring up Garrett Swagger, who is over 2. So base hit, that runner goes. Pitch is low for a ball. Swagger goes to second. 1-0 to Andrew Hall. Hall on today is 1-for-1 with single and 2 walks. He scored once. Here's the pitch. And the dirt for a ball, 2-0 the count. Sheena played a lot of their games right here at Carroll High School. Here's the pitch. This is low for ball 3. 3-0 the count. He does not want to load the bases. Luke Carnegie is on deck. Here's the pitch. And it's a called strike 1. 3-1 the count. One down here in the seventh inning. Gallimore at third. Moderate second. Here's the pitch. Called strike 2. 3 balls, 2 strikes to count. Once again, Cardingus on deck. Here's a stretch in the 3-2 pitch. Down low. Bases are loaded. So that'll bring up Cardingus, who is 0-for-1. He's walked twice and scored a run. He's also grounded out to short. So the machine looking for a game-ending double play. Here's the pitch. This is outside and low for the ball. 1 ball, no strike. Bill delivers swing and a hefty cut. 1-1 to count. Glad you can join us here on this Sunday afternoon, game 1 of 2. Here's the pitch. This is inside for the ball, 2-1. The machine lead it, 7-2. Right now, the winning pitcher will be Adams, the loser Gordon. Here's the pitch. There's a slow roller to the third. Fire over to first. Got him. But a run scores. Everybody moves up the base. That makes it now 7-3. RBI for Carnegie. That'll bring up Cam Gordon, who is 1-for-2 on base, singled, walked, and struck out looking. So Carnegie's trying to help his own cause out there. He's the pitcher on the mound for the Dodgers. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Runners at second and third with 2 down. Moderate at third. Hall at second. Here's the pitch. And it's a called strike. Gallimore came in to score on that ground ball. Here's the pitch. And the dirt for ball, 2-1. Chapman had no place to go but first. All sets and out delivers. This is low at, below the knees, 3-1. Braden Domi on deck. No, that was Carnegie, I'm sorry. Swagger walked. And Hall grounded out. Walked to Kernigas, and that'll bring up Gordon. Gordon is one for two. Swing and a miss, strike one. I missed on a spot here. Unlike the other night at the All-Star game. Here's a fly ball, left or right side. Foul ball. No balls and two strikes, so the Dodgers are down to their final strike. Bases loaded. You got Mutter at third. Swagger at second. Kernigas at first. Bill trying to get the, trying to close it out. No save situation. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. The count to Cam Gordon. He's the starting pitcher. He could still take the loss if he doesn't do something right now. There's a ground ball. And going down over the plate is Chapman. That's going to do it. Your final score. The Machine 7 and the Dodgers 3. Dodgers get a run on 1-2. Two hits. There were no errors and three runners left on. So the final totals go like this. So the Machine, they get 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They stranded 6. The Dodgers, 3 runs, 7 hits, 5 errors, and they stranded 9. The winning pitcher will be Adams. He is now 6-0. The loser, Gordon. And Gordon falls to, Gordon falls to 4-2. So we'll be back in a few minutes with game number 2 of our doubleheader. Once again, your final score. The Machine take care of the Dodgers. The Machine now are 10-6. They've won 4 in a row. The Dodgers 11-3. They've just snapped a 6-game losing streak. So we'll be back. Thank you for joining us. Back in a few minutes. This has been a presentation of Gem City Sports Network. You've been listening to Amateur Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, any time, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. By Darren Dollar Music. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for amateur baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.